Notice is hereby given that there has been duly presented to the county legislature of the county of Green on the 7th day of November 2012, local law introduction number 5 of 2012, a local law increasing certain salaries of appointed and or elective officers serving a fixed term. Be it enacted by the county legislature of the county of Green as follows. Section 1. The annual base salary of the following county officers shall be increased to the sum set opposite the office and designation of such county officer in the following schedule to wit. County clerk, from $59,000 to $69,000. Section 2. This local law is subject to referendum on petition under Municipal Home Rule Law, Section 24, and shall take effect upon filing with the Office of the Secretary of State pursuant to Section 27 of the Municipal Home Rule Law. Notice is further given that the county legislature of the county of Green will conduct a public hearing on the aforesaid local law on the 19th day of November 2012 at 7:30 p.m. in the auditorium of the Casper High School, 341 West Main Street, Casper, New York, at which time all persons interested in the subject matter thereof will be heard concerning the same.
Thank you, Tammy. The purpose of sharing this evening is for the legislature to hear comments from the public with regards to local law introductory number 5 of 2012. The local law increasing certain salaries of appointive and or selective officials serving a fixed term, Green County Clerk. As we begin this public hearing, I would ask that if you would like to speak, please come up to the microphone, state your name so that the stenographer can get your name on the record. This is a public hearing. It is not a question and answer period. It is for the legislature to hear comments from the public with regards to local law introductory number 5, 2012. And with that, we'll start the hearing. Is there anyone here this evening who wishes to be heard with regards to local law introductory number 5 of 2012?
Hi, my name is Judy Soderblom. I'm the president of CSEA Unit 7000. I am speaking here on behalf of the officers and members of CSEA Local 820 Unit 7000. We represent 247 Greene County workers. Here with me are fellow officers of the unit, including Ed Diamante, our vice president, Pam O'Reilly, the treasurer, and Sheila Dent could not be here today. She's the secretary. Many of our members are also here tonight. The members of CSEA do important work and are dedicated to serving the residents of Greene County. We have been told for the last 3 years that times are tough and we need to sacrifice, and our members have done just that. We have, so you can imagine our surprise in reading the Daily Mail that a certain few employees are getting raises as much as 16%. Some of these positions have already received significant raises over the last few years. The county administrator's position, for example, has increased from $99,507 in 2007 to $132,000 in 2012, a $32,439 increase, averaging 6.5% each year. Our members, they haven't fared so well. Many have been laid off, others have been bumped to lesser positions. Since 2010, the county workforce for CSEA has decreased from 282 members down to current 247. Our members are doing more with less. What is being proposed is not fair. If these raises are approved for a select few, it will be a slap in the face to the majority of Greene County workers. It will not be fair. It will send a poor message. It's not the right thing to do. On behalf of members of CSEA, I ask that you reject these increases. Until you can provide the same for the rest of the Greene County workforce, it's the right thing to do. Thank you.
Is there anyone else this evening who would like to speak regarding introductory law number 5 of 2012? Is Is there anyone else here this evening who wishes to be heard with regards to local law introductory number five of 2012? One final time, is there anyone here this evening who wishes to be heard with regards to local law introductory number five of 2012? Hearing none, this hearing is closed. Thank you. 7:45.